Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. I had lots of things I wanted to talk about today, like Trump, you know, endorsing a civil war or Purdue's racist comments. The Manhattan DA telling the judge to proceed with the Weisselberg prosecution. Of course, Rojo getting millions of dollars. All sorts of things to discuss. But since this is
Rojo's
America.
Rojo's got a sugar daddy, Dick Uliens. Man,
this is America, baby. So today is our mass shooting show. And you know how much I love the mass shooting shows. 14 dead, 7, 8, 9-year-olds and a teacher. And counting. 844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones. David from Mequon, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Good evening, guys. Hey. What's frustrating for me with this is twofold. One, you know, I've always made the argument, listen, we sent $54 billion to Ukraine to defend against Russian military for the last 3 months. Why we do not, spend money on security for schools is beyond me, because we've been at this now for decades. And I understand, you know, people want to ban guns, but that's a genie out of the bottle. Yes, we could certainly ban certain assault rifles, but most killings are done by, let's be honest, handguns.
Let's take you up on your word, David. Let's just ban the assault rifles just in case. How about that? Mm-hmm. And I won't leave it to Nancy Pelosi to write that legislation. We'll bring experts in. It can be about muzzle velocity. It can be about the metrics that actually matter. What makes it a militaristic weapon? Not because it's got a muzzle flash suppressor, but because it is a militaristic weapon that, you know, delivers death at a very rapid pace.
Right. The specifications of the weapons to address that and the limits that are allowed, that we think should be allowed in a civil society.
Dave, what about regulations on guns, you know, or simple background checks? Let's try background checks.
I'm not against background checks at all. I'm for safety. One of my friends is a Delta pilot. He actually is allowed to carry a gun on the plane. And he does, they make him practice, you know, continually to make sure that he's, you know, adequate as far as if there was something that happened on the plane, that he would be able to do what he has to do. And that might freak people out, but the reality is you go to the airport, you got a boatload of security. You go to the Packer Stadium, boatload of security. You go to any baseball game, you see a boatload of Milwaukee police officers inside and outside the stadium. I'm saying that, yes, I would be for, again, to reflecting, because we did ban bump stocks for a while, and we had the whole thing with Brady and Reagan when he got
and that worked.
Back
but David, look at the outcomes that worked when the Brady. Yeah. Assault weapons ban went through. We saw a great reduction in firearms murders. David, if we know it works empirically, if we know there is a solution, why don't we have the will, not just us liberal whatevers, but why is the country, why can't we find enough reasonable common ground that we can do
Dave?
Can't solve them all, but let's do what we can do.
Right. But it's twofold. I will say this. You'll have other people, when you have Beto O'Rourke, he wanted to ban everything. And when you start saying that, then that's when your message is not going to get through.
Well, let's see if he wins the governor's race in Texas. Maybe his message is sinking in a little bit today around the San Antonio area.
He's never going to win. He's never going to win. He's a loser.
But Greg Abbott can shut down the border. Shut down international trade, and he's your guy. That's your horse.
I'll put it to you this way, but again, that's a fundamental thing that we have to do. You got to protect the border. You saw that there was a guy who came over across the border illegally that was trying to kill President Bush. It just came out today.
The guy was ISIS associated.
Fundamental thing that you got to do. I'm sorry.
The guy was apparently, and I've only read some reporting on that event, David, the guy that apparently was targeting Bush or had driven around the ranch or something was ISIS associated, was an Iraqi. But David, you know, that's a lot of skirting around the gun issue, man.
Well, and let me just be clear. You talked about O'Rourke, and I want to be factual on this. According to the NPR, he said, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. Now, when we talk about banning, quote-unquote, assault rifles, David, you seemed open to the concept. Well, what O'Rourke was talking about were AR-15s and AK-47s specifically. So I'm not clear that he is actually out of line with what you may have been suggesting you might be open to discuss.
Yeah, but they conflate any sort of gun regulation with taking away the Second Amendment, your freedom. You know, it's just an overconflation.
You can't have a nuclear bomb. You can't have a grenade launcher, right? So there's already restrictions. It's just a matter of degree. You already accepted the restriction.
Well, yeah, now,
I get it. You don't want everyone to be a single shot muzzle loaded, you know, rifle from, you know, the Civil War era.
You think it's going to get better? The Civil War is now the Civil War. The Supreme Court is now a 6-3. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna wrench back any other sensible gun regulations. This court is going to be a real problem. Annie from Watertown. Welcome back, Annie. What do you got?
Hi, Annie.
Well, we've allowed this to happen somehow. I in my lifetime, the discussion was whether or not to allow people to have handguns. Cop killer bullets were not allowed. Now they are. All these things have become a part of our society. You know, that they were talking about a slippery slope. Oh, we can't let this restriction happen, or they won't let us, you know, have this. Well, it sort of went the opposite, where the slippery slope has gone to being awash with guns, you know, where guns are worshipped. When CJ said, I believe in the Second Amendment, I thought that kind of worshipping thing where our society can't survive. Worshipping guns and putting guns above life, which apparently we've done. I mean, it interferes with every part of our society. You know, I don't know. This is really getting to the point where, yeah, we're going to have to do something like take away somebody's gun, take away a whole bunch of guns, or just be resigned to... This is the way it's going to be. And like Don said, you know, we're busy with this while we get away with everything else.
Random death at school. I hope we don't ever get used to that, Annie. Appreciate you listening. Thank you to my congressman, Mark Pocan. He's a friend of ours. Come around more often, Congressman. See you in La Crosse someday soon at the Democratic Party convention. I'll broadcast up there that week. Dom, I guess I won't make notice of the fact that Mark Pocan's appearing on the big show tomorrow. He was a welcome surprise just a little bit early.
Absolutely. Said he's always welcome anytime.
Well, you're all welcome guests when we talk on the radio each and every day. Thanks for sticking around for a little bit. Thank you, Fancy. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Evan. Thank you all. Have a great night.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.